The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
And in the studio now to talk about Pedal for Prostate, we've got two people that are connected to it. First of all, we've got the Secretary, Mark Woodhead. Thank you very much for being with us, Mark.
Pleasure to be here and thanks for having us.
And Brad Keating. Morning, Brad. How are you?
Good, thank you, Mitch.
So tell us about Pedal for Prostate. What's it all about?
Pedal for Prostate's been running since 2014. We're a group of Geelong and Ballarat like-minded people got together and thought, well, we'll start raising some awareness and funds for men's health, particularly prostate cancer, and culminated in an annual week-long ride covering about 1,000 kilometres. And the journey's varied over the years and, continued through now for this is our seventh year.
Have you been touched by prostate cancer, either of you, or is this sort of just looking at the stats which show, I think, that it's quite an intense cancer amongst men?
No, I personally haven't, but in saying that, I have had some health stuff and got checked out, so it was a very eye-opening exercise to actually go through the whole process. But then in doing that too, I've also know family members that have been, can I say, touched by the by the prostate cancer process, and that, thankfully, they've all come out the other end, which is great.
And explain, how does the ride actually work to raise money for it?
Well, we do a number of events sort of throughout the year leading up. We do highway collections. We've had sausage sizzles before. We've had sort of bingo nights, bogan bingo nights. So when we're doing those highway collections, it's not just about collecting money. It's about speaking to people when we can at the sausage sizzles and just advising them that particularly blokes, I think, are renowned for neglecting their health at times. So I think it's important that if you've got a family history of prostate cancer and you're over 40, please get yourself checked out. But once you hit 50, definitely get that test done.
I think men go for years, don't they, without seeing a doctor usually. That's how it works. So how do you think we get men's health back on the agenda?
By what we're doing and promoting it. We've got to start to look after ourselves. Prostate cancer is it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer for men. Mm. It's also approximately takes 3,500 lives, which is actually more than the loss of lives with breast cancer. So it's important that we promote men's health. And it's third up there in the loss of life for cancer, unfortunately.
And you certainly hear a lot more about breast cancer than prostate cancer, don't you? So you've still got a way to go in terms of getting that message out there.
Yeah, we do.
And the pedal component, how does that work?
So we've got, this year we're riding from Canberra to Ballarat. So we leave this Sunday on the 23rd of February from Canberra. We've got to drive up there on the Saturday. And each day is roughly about 130 kilometres with about 2,000 metres climbing on average.
Mm. Just thinking the terrain around Canberra, that's a bit hilly, but then maybe it tapers off a bit after that.
I think Brad's been to Jindabyne recently, so...
No, it doesn't, Mitch. There's some ripper climbing wherever we go.
Yeah, that's a big commitment. Have you done anything like this sort of previously? I mean, it's a pedal every year, is it?
Mm.
So you've chosen... How did you choose those 2 points?
Well, we've varied it up each year. We've done the 7 peaks in 7 days. This is Brad's first journey with us, so we're excited to have him along. we're not professional cyclists. We all have day jobs, and we try and find time to get out there and train, and it's a slog. It's hard for us, but that's part of it. It's not just about raising money and awareness. It's about putting us through some pain and for a good cause.
How do you train for something like this, particularly Brad, who if you're just getting started, how do you get used to it?
Well, it's my first journey on this one, but I've been riding for a few years, and I've got some goals after this event as well. So it's a 6-7 day a week training regime. You know, this morning I was on the bike for an hour on good old Zwift this morning, and then a run off the bike. So I'll be back on it tomorrow on that. So you just need to get your body acclimatised to hard work best you can.
And fingers crossed for some tailwinds.
We were just talking about that.
That would be handy.
Yeah. I think when you're on a bike, you probably feel the wind more than just about any other time, don't you?
Yeah, well, we generally ride as a bunch, so we take it on turns on the front. We've got support vehicles front and rear, so we've got plenty of coverage, and safety's obviously number one. And we've got a good age range of people. Our youngest is 19 and our oldest is probably 65, but most are probably around that 50 age mark.
Fantastic. Well, good luck. And if people want to donate to support what you're doing, how can they do that?
Yeah, we've got a website, which is p4pcancer.com. On that website page, you'll find a link for the donate. But if you want to go to Everyday Hero, Pedal for Prostate 2020, you'll find us there.
Okay.
And Mitch, can I just say quickly, we'd like to thank my maintenance crew for the support bus, which they're going to donate for the week, which is fantastic.
Well, Brad, do you want to tell us about that?
Well, it's just an opportunity, I think, for both of us. Through my maintenance crew, we had the opportunity with a vehicle there, and it's certainly through us being in the position to provide that service and transport us certainly to Canberra on Saturday and back home from Ballarat on the following Sunday, Saturday. It's a good promotion for us, which we'll be doing updates with during the week on the My Maintenance Crew Facebook page and that, to see where we're going, a bit of Where's Wally action.
Yes. Do you have a car following you the whole time while you're riding? From
yes.
The
yeah. Front, yeah. Front and rear.
Which is good for safety, and I suppose when cars go streaming down the highway, they're not necessarily expecting to see a peloton of cyclists as well, so it's a bit of a safety thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got 100%. The lights and signs. And look, without our support crew, this event wouldn't happen, so they're just as important, the guys in the cars keeping us safe.
Oh, well, good luck with it. I hope it goes well. Maybe we'll get you in after the event to find out how it all went.
Thanks very much, Mitch.
Thank you very much. Brad Keating and Mark Woodhead there from Pedal for Prostate.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.